Hearing today, we have one item, members, and that is a do pass motion, correct, to the Senate floor. Mr. Bloom is here. Mr. Bloom, good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Committee on Appropriations. Right. Well, you're always welcome. We do have quorum. Let's establish our quorum. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Here.
Laura, here. Bates?
Here.
Bates, here. Bell?
Here.
Bell, here. Hill?
Here.
Hill, here. McGuire?
Here.
McGuire, here. Mendoza? Nielsen?
Perfect. We have quorum. Mr. Bloom.
Morning, Mr. Chair, members. AB 1330 provides direction to the PUC to increase funding for energy efficiency if the PUC finds that increasing that funding is necessary for meeting the doubling of energy efficiency required by SB 350. Nothing in AB 1330 explicitly requires the PUC to increase this funding, nor does the bill provide the PUC any taxing authority. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Well, witnesses in support.
Mr. Chair and members, Erin Niemela representing the Efficiency Council. As the author stated, this bill provides authority to the PUC they actually have, but it clarifies that authority so that it's one that can't be challenged later. So we support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in support.
Sylvia Solis on behalf of Advanced Energy Economy. We are also in strong support of increased energy efficiency targets. We think this bill will be helpful in achieving those goals. And I'd also like to testify in support on behalf of the City of Santa Monica. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in support. Witnesses in opposition. Finance.
Jacqueline Wong Hernandez, Department of Finance. We don't have a position on this bill. We would concur with the committee analysis, both that the cost to the PUC are likely to be minor, if any, and that any additional costs that the PUC, any surcharges that they assess would be passed on to ratepayers. The state is a ratepayer, and so it would be assessed on us as well.
Thank you. Comments or questions from committee? This does have a due motion. Senator Bates.
A quick question regarding the issue of whether it's a tax or not. The previous surcharges had to have, when they were generally granted, a two-thirds vote. So it's important for us to know whether this is going to give that kind of authority, Assemblymember Bloom. Are they going to, is it going to be just, you know, combined with the previous authority, which did require two-thirds, so it expands that and not requiring it? Or do you have an analysis of that? It's probably a better question.
I don't, but Ms. Niemela might.
Senator, there's actually explicit language in the bill, and we had an extensive conversation with council on this, to make clear that no new authority is being provided to the PUC that doesn't already exist. Obviously, the Sinclair issue is sure one that's being debated in the courts, but there is no new authority provided in this bill.
Okay, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you. Additional comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, I also just wanted to, again, I noticed staff comments on this could potentially result in an increase to ratepayers, although I really believe in what the work we're doing here. Just a caution that, you know, some of the ratepayers can't currently afford their energy bills now. So, you know, just trying to figure out how we in the future come up with some sort of tiered program if we're going to raise the rates to fund these good programs, that we also keep in mind that there's folks that currently can't afford their bills now. So, but I think it really merits us to pass this bill. I think it's a good policy, and we need to be very explicit that we can continue to do these programs. So thank you, Mr. Bloom, for bringing that this item forward. I'll use my comments as a close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
There is a motion by Senator
Hill. An admirable job.
There is a motion by Senator Hill. This is a do-pass recommendation to the Senate floor. Secretary, please call the roll.
The motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
No.
Bates, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no.
5-2, this item's out. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time.
You are adjourned.